I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson, and joining us right now, Jake Tapper, anchor of CNN's The Lead, every day 4 p.m. on that network, and also every Sunday, State of the Union, must-see television. Hi, Jake. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Let's bring you into, you know, the Beltway's favorite parlor game right now, which is speculation and really amazed wonderment at the process over selecting Donald Trump's Secretary of State. Have you, first of all, just in a general sense, with all of the courtship, all of the scenes at Trump Tower, the dinner the other night in New York with Mitt Romney, and now we're learning John Bolton will meet tomorrow with President-elect Donald Trump. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I mean, it is, I guess, thinking about it, not to be unexpected, given Mr. Trump and President-elect Trump and his proclivity for reality television. I guess one could look at it in terms of transparency as a good thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one interpretation. You know, we know what's going on and we have an idea of what it is. But no, the auditioning is very unusual. I mean, I wouldn't say it's demeaning to the process necessarily, but it's odd. I mean, usually these kinds of meetings and the kind of auditioning that we're seeing takes place secretly, and you might hear, I mean, I remember from covering the Obama transition in 08, you know, you might hear, oh, you know, it's basically down to two candidates, and then everybody tries to figure out which way the wind is blowing from talking to people, but you don't necessarily know of every meeting going on, and you don't have people. I mean, I thought the Romney public statement was odd, and obviously, you know, not an accident. Obviously, whether he felt like he needed to do it or the Trump people wanted him to do it, he felt like he needed to go out there and say positive things about Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, some had suggested that he, you know, some of the Trump people said he needs to apologize for the things he said before. I don't think that's likely. Is this the other side of that? That, well, if I can't go out and make an apology, I just can't do that. Maybe I just go out and say nice things about him, and that sort of ameliorates the situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's my interpretation. I don't know anything beyond, you know, speculation. I mean, but you certainly, you know, you see people who are allies of President-elect Trump, like Mike Huckabee, saying he needs to go out and apologize, and then the next thing you see is Mitt Romney going before the cameras and not apologizing, but certainly what's the word I would look for? It's not humiliating, but certainly making it clear that I think it was conveying that if he were to get the job, he knows who the boss is.
He'd be a team
boss,
player.
Yeah,
him,
well, that's interesting. I noticed you're at Harvard today, and you're going to be doing something sort of interesting. You're going to be interviewing Robbie Mook and Kellyanne Conway for the State of the Union program this Sunday. I'm just dying to know what's on your mind to ask them.
Well, a lot. I mean, we have I think it's roughly 40 minutes of interview, and then we open it to questions from the audience. Harvard, as you know, every 4 years does this. It's kind of a tradition where campaign aides come and talk about decisions that were made for academic reasons, really, and historical ones. I mean, I think there's a lot of questions about, like, for the Clinton campaign, you know, mistakes that they made, obviously beyond not campaigning in Wisconsin. You know, why were they so confident given the reality? Was this really all just a polling failure? But then also just that we want to get the perspective of from inside the campaign, from Kellyanne and from Robbie, about key moments. What did you think when the Access Hollywood tape came out? Might be a good question for Kellyanne. Did you think that was it? You were sunk? Because I think a lot of people thought that at the time.
You know what I want to know? Can I just throw out my question? You can consider
sure.
it, and if you want to ask it, feel free to use it as your own.
Yeah.
I want to know what was going on when they sent John Podesta out. To greet the crowd and saying that Hillary was not going to make an appearance. I want to know what was going on behind the scenes there because, you know, you hear things, and I don't know that any of it has been verified, but it sounds as if there was a bit of chaos behind the scenes in Hillary world when the votes were coming out and it became clear that Donald Trump was going to win. Why didn't she come out? And then why the next day when she finally did come out, was she 2 hours late?
Those are great questions.
All right,
because we also know that that President Obama called Secretary Clinton and said, you need to concede.
Right.
So that suggests that there was a reluctance to do so. And late that night, it seemed as though she wasn't going to do anything. And it wasn't until we heard that she had called Donald Trump to concede that there was any sort of notion of acknowledgement and closure, because as you know, it's important for the country to have an accepted winner and an accepted loser. In 2004, some of your listeners might not remember, or maybe they're too young to remember, 2004 Ohio, the fate of Ohio was still in the balance, and John Kerry did not concede until the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously we have the precedent of Florida.
Yeah, and with the Kerry thing, though, you knew, you know, that it was still an open question. There was no open question at some
exactly.
point.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And that's why that's a great question. Absolutely.
Hey, well, Jake, feel free to use it.
Jake, with regard to Kellyanne Conway and Robbie Mook, and when you said, you know, what lessons were learned and why did you not campaign in Wisconsin, the question to Robbie Mook, we had Lenny Davis on here at 7:35, just an hour ago. I asked him the same way. I asked him what was the biggest mistake, looking back, in your opinion, and he said ignoring the white working-class voters there in those Midwestern states. Given that, Jake, I wonder your how can I frame this? Nancy Pelosi won the leadership question again yesterday with the Democrats in the House, and she was up against rising young congressmen from Youngstown, Ohio. These are the votes that everyone acknowledges the Democrats sort of took for granted and ignored this time around and caused Hillary Clinton to be defeated. Were you surprised, or what is your take on the fact that Nancy Pelosi was selected once again to be the leader in the House?
Well, I'm not surprised, given that you know Nancy Pelosi is still very powerful, and I think that there was concern that it's a big job, and I think there was concern that maybe Congressman Tim Ryan, was not necessarily up to it. That maybe a stronger challenger would have been able to defeat Nancy Pelosi. Also, I think one of the things that was in the cut in Pelosi's favor was people thought that she did, Democrats thought she did an effective job fighting against George W. Bush when he was president. She opposed the Iraq War. She opposed several, the Bush tax cuts, et cetera. So they thought maybe, you know, she's a good wartime leader in terms of being in the minority, war meaning a political war, not
sure,
an actual
of
war.
Of course. Yeah.
But, right now the Democrats are led by a New York liberal, Chuck Schumer, and a San Francisco liberal, Nancy Pelosi, and there are serious questions from members of the party from places like Ohio, like Marcy Kaptur and obviously Tim Ryan, about, you know, being able to reach out to the largest demographic group in the country, white working class voters. And so I guess I'm not surprised, but I do think the Democrats really have a weakness there, and I think a lot of them know that. I just don't know how they fix it.
A New York liberal in the Senate and a California liberal in the House. You made that point yesterday on The Lead. I heard it, and it was great to hear you reiterate it this morning. Jake Tapper, always good to have you, sir. CNN.